Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm absolutely delighted to welcome founder of Lyft Airline, Gideon Novick. Good morning, and how are you? How do you feel?
Hi, Katie. Exhausted. But pretty happy.
I'm sure. Firstly, Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov. You know, it's just, it's absolutely wonderful. But you must have nerves of steel. You know, launching an airline in a pan at the best of times must be very tough, but not like you haven't done that before. But to launch at this time is you really must have nerves of steel. What made you do it now?
You know, it was I left the industry about 10 years ago when I left Comair and Tallulah. Yeah. And I was actually quite happy to be out of it. It's a complicated, intricate, oftentimes frustrating industry. And I was happy to just sit on that aeroplane and sit back in the left. You know when they say sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight? I used to do that for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And now, but there was an opportunity, Kathy, in this. COVID did provide an opportunity. I mean, the existing players around the world were under lots of pressure.
Yeah.
The input costs came down dramatically. There's lots of spare aircraft around. So we were able to develop a model which is very flexible and only really incurs costs when the aircraft are flying, so that reduced the risk profile of the business model dramatically. And then there's always, you know, changing trends and people move on, and there's always an opportunity. There's always, you know, to do things differently, to bring a fresh brand, a fresh approach. That's what we're trying to do.
Are airlines or aeroplanes or aviation generally for you a passion, or is it a business? I mean, would you go and sit and watch? I mean, do you fly?
I do fly. I did fly. I had a license about 25 years ago, just for a small, very small aircraft. I grew up around aeroplanes. My father was in the industry his whole life.
Yeah.
So it is in my blood. But I do, you know, I do also kind of realize and understand the importance of a business being commercially viable and managing the risks and all of those things. So it's kind of the balance between the two. That's got me and this incredible team. You know, I'm just trying to do as little as possible, actually, and just try to find these brilliant people, which that's the other thing that's happened with COVID, is that there are these brilliant, experienced, energetic people that are have industry experience and knowledge and passion that are available and have joined us. Many of them have joined our team, and they've been absolutely incredible.
How wonderful. And I love that you're getting to do what you've always wanted to do. You know, you don't have to worry about the intricacies and what somebody else has done, if you know what I mean.
You can actually learn and do it yourself. You learn what you're good at. You learn what you like. I'm not good at running things day in, day out.
Yeah.
I'm better at the creation side of things. And then there's a time when I just need to step back and let things happen.
Is Lyft a budget airline?
You know, budget is an interesting term. The one, there's three things that an airline has to be. It's got to be safe, it's got to be reliable, and it's got to be affordable. I think those three things are kind of tickets to the game.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to win the game, but they're certainly going to keep you in the game. So affordability is a very important part, but it's not the only part. And we're trying to add another dimension to travel, you know, dimension around flexibility. People want to change their flights, cancel their flights, particularly now with what's happening in the world. It's difficult to plan. So that's very easy. We don't charge extra fees for that. So that's the point of difference. And then there's kind of the less tangible attitudinal side of the brand with, you know, the attitude, you know, the personality of our crew, the collaborations we do with Vida E Cafe on the coffee, Superbalist kicking out our crew.
Yes, I saw that.
And and we just, you know, like we had a realization, and it's an obvious one, really, that there are these incredible South African brands and South African leaders that are building these icons in South Africa that we should be so proud of, and we can be so proud of. And even though as a country we've, you know, we often knock ourselves, and particularly now, given what we've gone through, we do some things, many things, incredibly, incredibly well. And we just want to showcase that, and, you know, make South Africans proud of the country that we have, and that's the and of the talent and the things that are happening in the country.
Well, as a community, I think we've, I think I can speak for many, many people in our community when I say that we are very proud of you. And,
thank you.
Just really all the best to you. Take to the skies. How often are the flights?
There's an average of about 6 return flights a day.
Okay. Well, just onwards and upwards, Gideon.
Thank you, Kathy.
All
really
the best.
Appreciate the support.
And Chag Sameach and Shabbat Shalom. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye. That's Gideon Novick, the founder of Lyft Airline.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.